再次请大伙卡拉和牧师来跟我们分享神的话语。We're happy that we are once again we can have Pastor Carl Russell with us to share the Word of God with us.
Good morning.
Salman.
I'd like to make an introduction. I brought my older son with me. Stephen, if you just raise your hand, stand up or something. This
要介绍我的孩子啊，他坐在后面。
He's home briefly with us. He's in the U.S. Coast Guard.
啊，他跟我们只是很短的时间。他是在这个海军那边做工。
If you'll open your Bibles with me to the book of Zephaniah, back in the Old Testament, Zephaniah.
如果你打开你的圣经旧约圣经。
Zephaniah is considered one of the minor prophets, not because he was had anything small to say, but simply because he didn't write as much as somebody like Isaiah or Jeremiah did.
西班牙书就是在旧约圣经，这个是一个小先知他没有好像那些大先知以赛亚或者耶利米先知写这么多书。
Zephaniah is one of those little books of the prophets back there after Isaiah and Jeremiah, along with, you know, you'll have Zechariah and Zephaniah and Haggai and all those little books over there just before you get to the New Testament.
如果你看旧约圣经的时候，你翻那个以赛亚、耶利米书或者但以理，然后那些小先知书然后你就碰到这个西班牙书。
So what you're looking for, there was a lady who was a great warrior of prayer.
曾经有一个祷告勇士。
And she had a regular time of prayer, and everybody in the house knew that when Mama was going to pray, you just left her alone.
她在家里时常经常祷告她告诉孩子，如果当母亲祷告的时候，你们不要干扰她。
And one day it was her time of prayer, so she told the kids, you need to leave mom alone, I'm going to go in here and pray. So she went in there and she began praying.
有一天她告诉孩子说妈妈要祷告所以你们不要干扰我那么她就在那房里面祷告。
And after a time of prayer, her six-year-old daughter asked her a question.
那么祷告之后她的六岁的孩子就问她一个问题。
She said, Mom, I understand about prayer, but let me ask you a question. Why do you tie up the cat before you pray?
那么那个孩子问妈妈说，我知道什么祷告，但是我一点不明白的就是在为什么在你祷告的时候你把那个猫绑起来。
She said, I'm not really sure. We've always tied up the cat before we pray.
但是我不是很清楚，每次我祷告我就把那个猫绑起来。
My mama taught me that when you pray, you always tie up the cat first.
但是那个孩子说，我的母亲教导我，当我要祷告的时候，我必要把那个猫绑起来。
Well, it happened to be a day when Grandma was coming over, and so she came over, and the little girl asked her, said, Grandma, how come you always tied up the cat to pray?
那么有一天，那个祖母到来拜访的时候，那个小孩就问她那么。为什么每次祷告的时候要把那个猫绑起来？
Said, I'm not sure. I learned that from my mother. You always tie up the cat before you pray.
但是我不明白，但是我好像从我的母亲学到，每次我要祷告的时候，我必须要把那个猫绑起来。
Well, a little bit later, great grandma comes in.
那么过了一阵子，祖母就来到她当中。
So the little girl said, great grandma.How come we always tied up the cat to pray?
那么他就问祖母，他说为什么我们每次祷告的时候必须要把那个猫绑起来？
And she said, what in the world are you talking about?
那么祖母说你在讲什么？
Well, I watched mom ask her how come she always tied up the cat before she prayed. She didn't know. We asked grandma how come she always tied up the cat to pray. She said she didn't know. She learned it from you, so I'm asking you.
那么那个孩子说我就觉得这个孩子每次 跟你学的，就是祷告的时候要把猫绑起来。
He said, "Oh, I know what you're talking about. You see, when I was a young lady in praying, we had a cat, and every time I would kneel down to pray, that cat would rub her face, you know, rub all over my across my face and get in the way, and I couldn't pray then."
啊，原因就是在我小的时候，每次我祷告的时候，让我跪下来祷告，但是这个猫就跑到我的面前来来沾我的脸，所以我就不能祷告。
Yeah, but the little girl said, "But our cat doesn't do that."
啊，但是这个小女孩说，我的猫不会这样做。
Now what the point of the matter is that there was a tradition that got handed down without realizing why they did what they did.
原因就是他们有一个传统，就是从这个传统传下来的，但是他们不明白他们所做。
Now, traditions are not necessarily bad, but sometimes we can become, and I'm going to use the word complacent, in that we keep the traditions, but we don't know why.
传统不一定是不好的事情，但是我有一点要强调的时候，有时候我们觉得很自满，但是有时候我们也不知道什么原因。
Now, if you turn with me to the book of Zephaniah, I'm going to read from chapter 1, verse 4 through 16. And this is God pronouncing judgment upon Israel, upon Judah, and upon the city of Jerusalem specifically. I want you to hear how God is pronouncing his judgment against them.
那么我们要来看的经文就是西番雅书第一章第四节到第十六节。那么这边讲到神的审判临到以色列的国，就是以色列国跟犹大国，我们看到神如何审判他们。
God says, "I will stretch my hand out against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off every trace of Baal from this place, the names of the idolatrous priest and the pagan priest, those who worship the host of heaven on the housetops, those who worship and swear oaths by the Lord, but who also swear by Milcom or Molech, those who have turned back from following the Lord and have not sought the Lord nor inquired of him. Be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice, he has invited his guests, and it shall be in the days of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children, and all such who wear clothing of foreign apparel. And that same day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And there shall be on that day, says the Lord, the sound of a mournful cry from the fish gate, a wailing from the second quarter, and a loud crashing from the hills. Wail, you inhabitants of Moktish, for all the merchant people are cut down. All those who handle the money are cut off. And it shall come pass that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are settled in complacency, those who say in their heart, 'The Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil.'"
刚才那段经文是取自《西番雅书》第一章第四节到第十六节。
In those verses, we read about the problem of the word complacency.
那么从这段经文里面，我们就看到这个自满所产生的问题。
You may not know this, but I spent a number of years as a police officer.
可能你不知道这个意思，但是我曾经在这个警察部队做过工的。
And one night I was out with one of the officers, and we saw a car that was driving erratic, and they were obviously under the influence, so we pulled them over.
那么有一天我在上班的时候，我就看到有两车，他好像大摇大摆这样，我就觉得可能有可能是喝醉酒。
And as we pulled the guy over, the officer that I was with said, "I know this guy. He is drunk every weekend. I'll take care of this."
那么我的朋友他就说，我知道这个人，因为每一次在周末的时候，他都是喝醉酒。
So we got out of the car, and the officer began calling the guy's name and walking up to the driver's side.
那么他就从车里跑出来，他就 好像那个人的车。
And I got out of the car and I went up to the passenger side, was looking in the window.
那么我就也从车里面出来的时候，我就往这个窗里面看进去。
And I looked in the window just in time to see the guy pick up a gun and start to point it at the police officer.
那么我看进去的时候，我就看到这个人，他拿着枪，准备要射这个警察。
Well, I yelled, "The guy's got a gun," and I drew mine.
那么我说他手上有枪。
And the officer jumped back and got out of the way.
那么我这位朋友就赶快的逃离。
Well, we eventually got the gun away from the guy and got him arrested, and you got him in handcuffs and got him in jail, and we were okay.
然后我们就把他丢掉，然后我们就把他捉，然后放进监牢里面。
And afterwards, the officer told me, he said, "I am glad that you saw that. I knew better than just to walk up to the window. That was not practicing officer safety."
他也很感激，因为我能够告诉他这个危险，而且他能够逃离这个危险。
See, the problem is that many police officers make hundreds of traffic stops.
问题就是很多警察，他们很多时候就把这个车停下来。
And it becomes a routine, and they forget sometimes that it's dangerous because nothing's ever happened in 100 traffic stops.
因为成为一个很正常的事情，所以他们没有想到这些事情会发生。
It is the moment that they become complacent and stop practicing safety that they get hurt.
就是当他们感觉到自满的时候，他们就面对这种危险的事情。
And as I began a search on the subject of complacency, I discovered that complacency is listed at the very top of everybody's list of destructive forces.
当我查这个自满这个意思的时候，我就发觉到这个自满是会造成很多破坏我们的事情。
The business leaders worldwide talk about how complacency has buried companies. It's destroyed deals and lost millions of dollars.
那么在世界各地做生意的人，他们形容这个自满会破坏他们的生意，还有使到他们失去很多钱财。
Security and law enforcement experts say that the greatest danger to America is complacency.
那么这个保安。 国家保安，那么这个自满就是感觉到自己很满足这样，而且没有体会到周围那些危险的事情将要来临。Complacency
gives us a false sense of security. We become too comfortable with thinking that we're okay.
那么自满呢是一种假的一种安全感，就是感觉到一切的事情都很好。
In our passage that we read from Zephaniah, we read of the many things that we become complacent about, but we also read about things that tend to add to our complacency or contribute to us being complacent.
我们刚才我们在西班牙书念那段经文，就是讲到这个自满所带来那种困难，而且有些事情能够使到我们更加自满。
And here's the real problem with complacency. Here is the real danger. You see, the very thing that is good, the very thing that is a blessing, the very thing that is a good, positive, very strong thing for us becomes the very thing that leads us to be complacent.
这个自满的问题就是有很多时候那些很好的事情，我们看为是好的，但是能够形成我们很自满，那么带来给我们很多问题。
For instance, when we are young, we may enjoy good health and a strong body. But because we're so healthy and so strong, we become complacent. We begin to neglect our health. And then what happens?
比如说当我们年轻的时候，我们身体很健康，所以我们觉得很自满，很自足。 那么我们就忽略了我们身体的健康。
Complacency always catches up to us.
那么这个自满很多时候会跟随着我们。
So first, let's look at the things that were good blessings in the lives of the people of Israel. And look at the great things that God had blessed them with that became a stumbling stone. The wonderful blessings of good that had lulled them into a false sense of security.
那么让我们来看神的祝福在以色列人当中后来成为一种假的安全感，使到他们很自满，那么后来他们形成他们所面对的后果。
First, they had a false sense of security in their birth.
那么第一点呢，就是他们对于他们的那种他们的出生有一种不对的安全感。
What I mean is that they were so proud of being Israelites, born Israelites. They were proud of being the people of God, Jews living in Jerusalem.
他们感觉到他们的出生身为以色列人、犹太人，而且生存在这个耶路撒冷，感到很骄傲。
They were born into the chosen people of God. They were the descendants of Abraham. They had the law. They had the written word of God. And they had inherited the promised land.
他们是神的选民，他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，而且他们有这个律法，所以他们感觉到很骄傲。
In Romans chapter 9, verse 4 and 5, we read, The people of Israel's, theirs is the adoption of sons. Theirs is the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship and promises. Theirs are the patriarchs.
我们在罗马书第九章第四节、第五节告诉我们，他们是以色列人那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸业、律法、礼义、应许都是他们的，列祖就是他们的祖宗，按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。
As 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says, they consider themselves a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. That's how they consider themselves. Now, were all these things true? Absolutely yes.
那么在彼得前书第一章的时候也讲到他们是神的选民，他们是至尊的所以这些事情都是讲到他们对于他们来讲都是真的。
Why, even in the New Testament, we see this attitude in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 through 9, in the times of John the Baptist.
那么这些事情都是真实的，特别是在这个施洗约翰的时代。
It says in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and he was preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jerusalem, Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, 'Oh, we have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from the stones."
那么这段经文是在马太福音第三章第一节到第九节。那么当时这个施洗约翰出去传道的时候，他们就碰到这些这些法利赛人，然后跟他们讲讲这个真道也讲到这个亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
And the Apostle Paul spoke of it in Philippians chapter 3. He says, For we are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God and the glory of Jesus Christ, who put no confidence in the flesh. And then he says this, Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks that he can put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Why, I was circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
那么在腓立比书第三章第三节到第六节，保罗这么说：因为真受割礼的，乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。 其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠这了。我第八天受隔离，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，旧律法说我是法利赛人。
But lest we cast stones at the Israelites, have we too not become complacent in our, if you will, birth? I was born an American. I live in America. I live in a safe country. 9/11 showed us it is not as safe as we thought it was.
这些就是谈到以色列人他们自满。至于我的话，我是一个美国人，我在这边出生。我曾经感受到就是美国是一个很安全的地方，当这个9/11发生的时候，真的不如。
It is awesome and it's a great and wonderful and beautiful blessing to be born in a Christian home.
而且我也感觉到我在这个基督徒家庭出生，我感觉到很有福。
To have Christian parents who will teach us the scripture and teach us prayer.
有这个基督徒的父母教导我圣经。
But we can become complacent and not pursue God on our own, thinking, I'm protected, I'm safe, I'm a good Christian because I was born in a Christian home.
至于当我感觉到我在这个基督徒家庭出生的时候，有时候我觉得很自满，因为我是有基督徒的父母的教导。
But I'm here to tell you today that there are many men and women that were born in Christian homes that when they die, they will not step one foot into heaven.
但是我跟你讲，就是有很多人虽然他们在基督徒的家庭出生，但是他们却不能够进天堂。
Being born in a Christian home does not make you a Christian. Being born in a Christian home does not make you a Christian any more than being born in a garage is going to make you an automobile.
那么就是出生在一个基督徒的家庭不一定会使到你成为一个基督徒。就好像这个车房哦，那车子。你如果你出生在车房的话，不一定会使到你成为一辆车。
Well, there's a second problem. They had a false sense of security in the world, the society, and the life they had built by their own hands and with their own intellect.
那么还有一个问题就是他们有个假的安全感，就是在他们的社会里面他们所做的。
They had built their kingdom under David and Solomon.And their descendants sat on the throne in Jerusalem.
那么他们由这个大卫和所罗门建立这个以色列王国。
They had built a mighty army and outfitted it with the latest in battle technology, and they had built the city of Jerusalem and had high walls, a fortress deep and mighty.
那么他们有很大的军队，而且他们也建立这个耶路撒冷的城墙。
They had built their economy and business, and they had money.
他们也建立他们的经济，而且他们很富有。
They had homes, and they had all the things money could buy in the world.
他们有家，他们有很多钱，能够买到很多的东西。
And they grew complacent, thinking, "We're safe here, we're secure here, we're prosperous here."
他们。造成他们很自满，所以他们觉得他们所住的地方是一个很安全的地方。
Probably one of the greatest examples of this is comes from your own country, the Great Wall of China, built to keep the Mongolian hordes out. It did work.
就比如说中国他们有这个万里长城，他们因为这个长城，他们有时候感觉到他们很安全。
And we have done the very same thing today.Many times we think, well, we're going to build a church and we're going to come into the church and we're going to have the walls around us and we're going to be safe and we're going to be secure spiritually and religiously in our church.
同样的就是当我们想到我们要建这个教堂的时候，我们有这个城墙，我们有这个地方，所以我们就感觉到很自满，很安全。
But my friends, I want you to know there is not a wall built, either a physical wall or a religious wall or a spiritual wall that will keep the world out or keep the devil out or keep terrorists out.
但是我要跟你讲的就是这些墙不能够不是用来阻挡人进来，而且阻挡那些恐怖分子进来。
But third, they had a false sense of security in their religion.
那么第三，他们有第三个这个假的安全感，就是他们的宗教。
You see, they were the people of God, and they had the law, and they had the prophets, and they had the written word of God, and they had the feasts, the festivals. They had everything that God had told them to do.
那么他们有这个宗教，他们有立法，他们有那个仪式，而且他们有这个先知，还有先知们告诉他们所应当做的。
But listen to the words of Isaiah in chapter 1, verses 10 through 15.Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I've had enough of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or the lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand to trample my courts? Bring no more your futile sacrifices. Your incense is an abomination.The new moons, the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies. I cannot endure iniquity in the sacred meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands to pray, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear you.
那么这段经文是以赛亚书第一章第十节到第十五节。那边告诉我们，你们这所多玛的官长啊，要听耶和华的话；你们这俄摩拉的百姓啊，要知耳听我们神的训美。耶和华说：你们所献许多祭物，与我何异呢？公绵羊的番祭和肥畜的肥油，我已经够了；公羊、公牛的血、羊羔的血、公山羊的血，我都不喜悦。你们来朝见我。谁向你们讨这些，使你们舔大我的宴饮呢？你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香品是我所憎恶的，夜仪和安息的，并宣召的大会也是我所憎恶的。做罪孽又守言消费，我也不能容忍你们的夜意和节期，我心里恨恶，我都以为麻烦，我担当便不麻烦。我们举手祷告，我必遮眼不看；就是你们多多跌倒祈祷，我也不听。你们的手都满了杀人的血。
Gosh, language is complicated. I read a paragraph and he read a whole chapter. And it's the same verses. The people were certainly religious enough. They kept all of the religious rituals and ceremonies.They had all the detail, but God said He'd have enough of their religion.
那么这些人都有他们的宗教，他们有他们的仪式，但是神说，我已经够了。
It was God who commanded the sacrifices, and God who gave them the feasts and festivals, and yet now God is saying, I've had enough of your sacrifices. I'm sick of your sacrifices. I'm sick of your rituals.
那么原本这些仪式都是这些。敬拜都是神叫他们所做的，但是他们所做的，神说我已经恨恶而且我已经厌已经够了。
Why? What had happened? You see, now what had happened is they had quit trusting in the God who gave them the sacrifice, but they were trusting in the sacrifices themselves. God had been left out.
那么所发生的事情呢，就是他们。没有信靠这位神，但是他们信靠他们所做的就是那些仪式把神遗弃了。
You see, they had their religion. They had their religious rituals. They knew what religious things they needed to do, so they really didn't need God anymore.
他们有他们的宗教，有他们的仪式，那么他们做这些事情的，他们把神遗忘了，而感觉到不需要神。
The question comes up, how do we recognize what complacency is?
那么这个问题就是自满的问题。
The first sign of complacency is our attitude towards sin.
第一件事情关于自满的时候，就是我们对罪恶的态度。
We see in our passage that Zephaniah talks about idolatry. He talks about the worship of Baal. He talks about astrology and mysticism.
那么在刚才我们看那段经文，西班牙书就是讲到敬拜偶像的事情，还有敬拜那些假神的事情。
He says, I will cut off from this place every vestige of Baal, the names of the pagan priests, along with the priests, those who bow large worship on the housetops to the heavenly host.
那么在这段经文里面就讲到，我就把这些巴兰还有这些敬拜偶像的事情把他们除去。
Oftentimes we think of idolatry as simply the worship of another god, but there's a lot more to it.
有很多时候我们感觉到敬拜偶像就是敬拜一个形象，但是其实敬拜偶像是超过这些事情。
You see, they had not turned away from the worship of the Lord God Yahweh. They continued the sacrifices, the feasts, and the festivals. But now they began adding other elements. They began doing the worship of God, and at the same time looking to the stars, practicing astrology.
他们真正没有离开这位神，当他们做这些仪式的时候，这些事情的时候，他们就将其他的东西搬进来来敬拜。
They were adding things together. It says, those who bow down and worship on the rooftops of the heavenly host, and those who bow down and pledge loyalty to the Lord, but also pledge loyalty to Milcom.
这些人他们不止敬拜这位真神，但是他们也敬拜其他的东西。
They took a little bit of the worship of God and a little bit of the worship of Baal and a little bit of astrology and a little bit of mysticism and a little bit of stuff about mediums and they just added it all together in one big ball of wax and it's called syncretism.
那么他们就不止敬拜这位真神，然后他们敬拜巴兰，还有他们敬拜天文学，还有其他假神这个偶像的事情，那么直到他们成为一个掺杂那种敬拜。
And we see the same attitude in our world today and in many of our churches.
我们可以在我们今天的教会，还有今天的世界，可以看到同样的事情。
A common complacency is that all religions are different roads to the same place.
那么自满有时候就是谈到所有的宗教都是能够领人到同样的一个地方。
My friends, complacency is based upon ignorance.
其实自满是可以说是无知。
When we become complacent about the things of God,
当我们对于神的事情感到自满的时候。
It's not simply a complacency in our theology, but a complacency in our theology leads to a complacency in our morality.
那么如果我们对圣经或者圣经的神学感觉到很自满的时候，有很多时候能够引导我们进入那个道德的败坏。
You see, their practice of adding on to Judaism, the religion of the Baals, and the religion of Milcom or Moloch, was not simply detestable to God simply because of theology, but also because of the morality.
那么他们把这些假的宗教搬进来敬拜，不只是使到他们有成为一个问题，那个问题就是他们在道德的问题产生。
You see, for the participate in the rituals of Baal and Milcom included prostitutions, human sacrifice, and sexual immorality.
那么当他们敬拜这些偶像假神的时候，他们不只是敬拜，他们也涉遣这些不道德的事情。
Our theology certainly determines our morality.
我们的神学就能够证明我们的道德观念。
But the second thing that we see about them was their attitude not simply toward sin, but the second sign of complacency was their attitude toward judgment.
我们可以看到的就是他们不止对这个罪的态度 而且在这个对审判的态度，他们都不能够体会。
God says at that time in verse 12 of chapter 1 of Zephaniah, at that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who settle down in complacency, who say to themselves, the Lord will not do good or evil.
那么十二节那边讲，他说那时我必用灯审查耶路撒冷，我必惩罚那些如酒在渣滓上灯青的，他们的心里说，耶和华必不降福。
You see, their attitude is there is no holy God, there is no righteous God. God is just going to wink at everything. God is just going to let everything slide. We're all going to go to heaven. God really doesn't care about our morality. God is love and merciful, and God's just going to open the doors and let anybody in.
那么从这里可以给我们看到，就是他们感觉到很自满。他们认为这位神也不介意他们所做的，所以神是爱，神是有恩典的神，所以他们可以做一切的事情，神也会让他们进入这个天堂。
Complacency is so easy to fall into.
自满很容易就能够掉进使让我们掉进那个圈套里面。
Let me ask you a couple of questions.
让我们问你几个问题。
To, if you will, rock you in your comfort zone.
如果我能够摇动你那个安逸那种感觉。
The first question is this: Do you know for absolute certainty right now?That when you die, you will spend eternity with Jesus in heaven.
这个问题就是说，比如说你现在离开这个世界，你是否知道你会进入这个永生的生命？
Do you know for absolute certainty, without any doubt, without any reservation, and not without any hesitation, that if you died, you would spend eternity with Jesus in heaven?
你是否很肯定，如果你现在离开这个世界的话，你很肯定你能够以耶稣基督进入那个永生？
And let me ask you a second question then.
让我问你第二个问题。
Suppose we were to die right now, and it is judgment day, and we're standing before God, and God looks us in the eye and he says, why should I let you come into my heaven? What would we tell God?
比如说我们现在离开这个世界，而且神的审判就在这个时候来到，那么神问我我为什么要让你能够进入我的天堂？
And right here we have a danger at two ends on these questions.
那么我们在这些问题我们有两方面可以看。
And the first danger is this: if we cannot say yes to thatWe have a problem with our theology.
那个问题就是说，如果我们不能够说是的话，那么我们就有在我们的神学里面就有问题了。
Faith is defined as trusting the promises of God.
那么信心呢，就是它的定义就是依靠这位神。
And God says, "Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
圣经说，如果我们呼求神的名的时候，呼求耶稣基督的名的时候，我们就能够得救。
We have all of these promises in the Bible about our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们有这些应许讲到就是在圣经里面讲到在基督耶稣里面的信心。
Yes, we can know for absolute certainty that if we die, we will spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. We can know that.
我们很肯定的如果圣经这么讲的话，我们离开这个世界，我们肯定能够透过耶稣得到这个救恩。
And that is a matter of faith. It's a matter of trust. It's a matter of hope. And it's a great blessing.
这就是信信心的问题，而且是一个有福的问题。
But on the very other end, we can become complacent. And we can think, well, Jesus died upon the cross for me, so I can do anything I want and still go to heaven.
但有一个问题反过来说，就是我认为耶稣基督已经为我在十字架上死了，所以我可以做我要做的事情。
Where did faith turn into complacency?
那哪里谈到那个信心成为一个自满呢？
Faith is when we're focusing on what God has done.
信心就是我们专注神所做的。
And complacency is where we start trusting in what we have done.
那么自满呢，就是当我们信靠我们自己所做的。
You see, in faith, I believe that God not only created me, but God loves me.
透过信心，我不止知道神创造我，神也爱我。
In faith, I believe that God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, into this world, and He died upon a cross for me.
那么透过信心呢，我相信神差他的独生子死在十字架上拯救我。
In faith, I believe that even now Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God the Father, where He ever liveth to make intercession for us.
那么透过信心呢，我知道耶稣基督坐在父神的右边为我祷告。
In faith, I believe what God has done and what God is doing.
透过信心，我相信神曾经做的，而且正在做的。
Complacency is where I begin to believe, well, God loves me so much, He has to let me into heaven.
那么自满呢，就是感觉到神既然这么爱我，他一定会让我进去天堂。
Or complacency comes in when I say, I accepted Christ. I walked the aisle. I got baptized. I joined the church. I've been good. I've been righteous. I've been religious.
那么自满呢，就是讲到我曾经受洗，曾经进到教堂来曾经做过这些事情这些自满的感觉。
Oftentimes I will ask someone to tell me something about when they accepted Jesus Christ and their life in Christ and how they walked with God.
很多时候我就问这些基督徒，他说他们接受耶稣基督以后，他们所做的。
And their answer will be something like, well, 20 years ago, when I was a child, I was in vacation Bible school, and I prayed to receive Jesus.
他们很多时候就回答说，20年前我在这个暑假圣经学校的时候，我曾经祷告过接受耶稣基督。
But I've always wondered.
但是很多时候我都很惊奇。
What's happened with Christ in the last 20 years?
在过去20年的时候，耶稣基督到底在哪里？
You see, 20 years ago they started out with faith, but for 20 years they've been living in complacency.
但是20年前他们从这个信心开始，但是在过去20年当中，他们活着一个自满的生活。
So let me ask you again.
让我再问你一个问题。
If you had that, if God looked in your eye and He said, "Why should I let you into heaven?"
那么神看着你的眼睛说，我为什么要让你进入这个天堂？
Is it going to be about what God did, or is it going to be about what you did?
你是否
？On one hand, what God did.
就是神透过信心所做的。
On the other hand, if you start saying, "Well, God, I try to be good,"
那么另外一个反过来说，你跟神说，我曾经是一个好的人。
I've been very religious.
我是一个守这个仪式的人。
I believed in the Bible.
我相信这个圣经。
I've been baptized.
我曾经受洗。
I go to church regularly.
我都很按时到教会去。
I have done my best to be a good person.
我尽我的能力做一个好人。
You're living in a dangerous complacency.
但是你是活在一个很危险的一个自满状况里面。
Yes, we can take the blessings of God and we can become complacent about them. Today is the day. I'm sorry.
我们能够得到神的祝福，但是我们也不要自满。
Today is the day to reevaluate our faith in Jesus Christ.
今天就是我们如何反省我们在耶稣基督里面的信心。
Today is a good day to reevaluate whether we have faith or whether we've been complacent.
今天是我们应当反省的，就是我们是否有这个信呢，还是有这个自满的心。
What's your attitude towards sin, towards judgment?
你对于那个罪恶而且审判的事情。你的态度如何？
I have become complacent in my own faith.
我曾经在我的属灵生命里面有自满过。
Sometimes I get up in the morning and I hit the ground running and I go through a whole day, you know, trying to do the work of God.
有时候我起来的时候，我就为神做工。
But I've done so without beginning the day.In the Word of God and in prayer, that is complacency.
但是很多时候，当我要做神的事工的时候，我没有来到神的面前看他的话语，还有祷告，那就是自满。
I have become complacent in my family spiritual life.
我也曾经在我家里面的那个我家的属灵生命里面感到自满。
Oh, I've taken my children to church ever since they were born.
自从我的孩子出生以后，我就把他们带到教会去。
But I have failed to meet with my children daily for prayer.
但是我却在与我的孩子在一起祷告的事情，我却没有真正的做到。
As I was studying for the sermon, I became under great conviction that I had become very complacent in many ways.
当我预备这个讲章的时候，我感觉到有很多事情我都感觉到很自满。
So I have to be the first one to answer the call of God to not be complacent anymore.
其实我是第一个来回应神的这个呼召，就是我不应当自满。
Let's pray.
让我们同心祷告。
Father in heaven.And gracious King.
我们在天上的父，我们的有恩典的神。
Father, we do thank you that you're the God of love and grace and mercy.
天父，我们也感谢你，因为你是有恩典、有恩慈的神。
Father, I freely admit that I have taken that blessing of knowing the loving God, and Father, I've become complacent about you.
神啊，我在你的面前要悔改，因为我也曾经得到你的祝福，但是我在我的生命里面有时候感觉到自满。
Father, with all of my heart, I pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit.
天父，我恳求你能够让圣灵来充满我的心。
Even as David prayed to restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
那么当大卫祷告的时候，他恳求你能够更新他心中的那种喜乐。
Father, to trust once again in all that you're doing.
天父，我们再次的信靠你所做的。
Father, to find the opposite of complacency, and that is diligence.
让我们能够辨别清楚那个自满。的相对就是殷勤。
And Father, my prayer for each and every person here today.
天父，我们为着每一位在众的祷告。
That Father, not one of us would be self-satisfied in our religion.
在我们当中，我们没有一个人感觉到在我们的属灵生命里面感觉到自满。
Nor Father would we be self-satisfied.In our walk with Jesus right now,
我们也不感觉到我们在我们的 属灵的路程里面感觉到自满。
But Father, to always press forward, to seek higher, to seek more to be Christ-like.
让我们能够努力的向前，努力的更像耶稣基督。
So Father, we invite you to convict us of our complacency.
天父，我们恳求你来光照我们的心，让我们知道什么是自满。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。